Yes, Kenny, game over about 5 minutes ago, and not really a scoreline which City of Derry supporters would want. It was Malone 47, City of Derry 3, but to be honest with you, had Malone, especially in the final 10 minutes, taken the scores that they should have had, and the ones in the first half, I mean, the score could have been a lot worse. As it was, they outscored Derry by 7-0, and really, you know, hard as the Derry boys tried, you know, there was a major difference in both in the sides, and they meet again next week in the Ulster League. Malone had quite a few players missing, and Derry may have a few people to bring back, but you know, it's going to be a very, very difficult task for new coach Trevor Will. It was half time, it was 21-3, but really that first half was a strange one. Malone dominated the first 20 minutes. And butchered at least 3 tries, but it was Derry who actually took the lead in 23 minutes in their first foray into the Malone half. They forced a penalty, and young out half Alec McDonald, he kicked the penalty to give them 3-0. That stayed the score to the half hour mark, but then really Malone started to get their act together. Their first score came from a short penalty scrum half Shane Kelly took quickly, fed second row Michael Shields, and he went in. And then 4 minutes later, again a break by Kelly into the 22, fed hooker Danny Kerr, their second score. And then, you know, a matter of 21 points in the space of about 8 or 9 minutes, their third try was probably the best of the game. 15-metre line-out, a very, very concerted drive by the pack, and it was Kerr, the hooker, got over again. Roy Campbell, the hooker, converted all to make it 21-3. Second half, very similar. Shields got picked up and ran in from the 10-metre line. Campbell converted 28-3. And then there was tries from wing forward Dave Cave, scrum half Kelly, and centre Michael Cartmell, two of which were converted by Pentland to make the final score 47-3. You know, it's Derry really at the moment a young and experienced team. Saw young guys there playing today that had only seen playing a couple of times before, some maybe not even have played senior rugby before, but that's the situation it is. Trevor Wall has been brought over from New Zealand, a very experienced coach, and it's up to him now to build these guys. I'm sure nobody would expect a miracle in the first season, but it's very, very important that Derry do get a good start to the All-Ireland League, because they don't really want to be struggling, and a few defeats and those young boys, will, you know, the confidence can go. Next week it's Malone again at Judges Road in the Ulster Senior League. Malone may be stronger next year, next week. Malone, have they taken